Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So over the last couple weeks, many of my patients, well, not my personal patients, but patients calling into the telemedicine company I work for, said they're going to be out of insurance August 1st. They're going to be done July 31st. Cutbacks. Recession's coming. Not going to have my insurance. Not going to have my insurance. So there's been that little bit of panic, and I remember that panic all too vividly in 2008, 2009, when we started the Great Recession of our of this century. And I don't want to see it happen again. And we knew this would happen. We knew we were coming into a period of decline, a period of economic regression, and it's made a lot of people nervous. The problem is the Biden administration doesn't want their voters nervous, and I get that. I get that. And I said that years ago. I'm like, you know, look, if nobody kept talking about it, people might have still kept shopping. They might have still, you know, kept going out, keeping employees. But once we start to make a big deal and talk about it, it does snowball. Now, the definition of a recession we have met when you have two fiscal quarters of a shrinking of our GDP, our gross domestic product, how much our goods are worth, the value of what we, you know, our economy. So, you know, by definition, yeah, we're in a recession. Personally, I think we've kind of been in a recession now for the last couple of years because our economy has been a little bit screwed up with labor shortages and supply shortages and now inflation. But the big headline over the next few days is some people think we're in a recession. The Biden administration saying, no, we're not. And so that's going to be the headline. It's going to be about, you know, what do you call it? You know, are they going to play it safe for the election? Is, you know, are we on the right path? So, I have my own definition. So recession means to recede. A recession to me is the consumer going, oh, crap, right? Now, I've been saying, oh, crap, right, for a while now. I'll go up to the gas tank, and I'll say, oh, crap. Well, I don't say that. I say something a little bit more vivid. I just can't say that on air. Or I'll go to the grocery store going, what the hell is this? Or I'll shop online for toilet paper going, what the heck? So I've already started receding. A recession is where the consumers are like, we're gonna back off. Right? You know, we're not gonna go to the movies. We're not gonna go out to eat. Yeah, we're gonna maybe slow down on some trips. Now, some areas you can't tell. Walk to Disneyland, there's people all over the place giggling with their mouse ears going, where'd you get the money to do all this? You know, cause those mouse ears are getting expensive. But a lot of people are starting to go, wait a second, you know, my work's doing cutbacks. Whether it's a true definition of a recession or not, if companies aren't making the money they were making, and they're paying a lot of money for staff, and their supply prices are going up, and everything's going up, gas is going up, you know, and people want to pay less, and people are tipping less, so workers are then, you know, starting to feel it from the consumers. We're already starting this vicious cycle. So me, personally, we're in it. I don't want to make a big deal. I don't want to see the mass layoffs. Because remember, our health insurance is attached to our work. So for those people that, you know, benefited from, all right, you know, your employer will get fined or taxed if he doesn't provide your health insurance. Well, if you don't work for that employer, then that employer doesn't have the double whammy of paying you plus your health insurance. So as a physician, I'm already bracing, and I have been bracing for people's insurance loss. That's just a sad reality. And it stinks because, you know, we're expecting a very crazy fall, winter. We don't know what's happening with COVID. We still have COVID waves. But I think our current administration has a lot of issues, especially from a PR and from a messaging standpoint. And the idea of saying, no, we're fine, no, we're fine, we're going in the right track, is a very unsteady platform to stand on, because you can't have all these people lose their jobs, then say, okay, we'll open back up, or we'll ease up on the mandates, or what. Well, they didn't ease up. It took judicial system to ease up on that. Going, you guys could get your jobs back, you could come back, and then say, you see, look at all the people coming back to work. You can't throw people off a boat, then give them a lifeboat or a life jacket or a life preserver, bring them back on the boat and go, look at how we saved you. It just doesn't work that way. So to me, I think we're in it. I don't want the panic. I don't want to see all the layoffs. But, you know, the difference between now and the Great Recession is things are very expensive. So when people say it's not going to happen, we're not going to have a recession because, you know, we have all this growth post-COVID, if we fell into a recession with less gas prices, you know, cheaper gas prices and with cheaper inflation, you bet your butt that we're going to be people are going to just stop spending. And that's the only way to drive the prices down. I don't want a recession, but the only way to get inflation down is for people to stop buying stuff. I told you guys this a couple years ago. If you don't want to pay $20 for a sandwich or $20 for a salad, don't. At some point, a restaurant's going to be like, well, you know what? All right, looks like I can't sell a salad. I was at a restaurant yesterday. I was looking at the salad. The salad was $20.99. $20.99 for a salad. That's baloney. So just don't pay for it. Don't, you know, the fewer people buying $20 salads, and it's just a basic restaurant chain. I didn't go anywhere fancy. So, you know, I think the messaging from this administration is, you know, look, you know, prices are high. We're going to be in for a very, very rough year or two. All right, we're going to do the best we can to minimize that. A lot of the spending we did led to this, right? The value of the dollar dropped. We printed a lot of money. We're going to stop printing money. We're going to stop spending this much, right? But I just don't see that coming. It's all about, no, we're still good. 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict the stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So when I go to the grocery store, I'm pretty loud. You know, I'll, you know, be up and down the aisles and I'll comment and I'll grab a product. I'll see that it's $5.99. I'll see that the box is smaller. As I start to complain, I start to grumble. Somebody else in the aisle grumbles too. And we grumble. Go to the next aisle. I want to buy some water. You buy water these days. You don't just get it from your tap. Go to buy water. You know, you could get 2 packs for $7 or now 2 packs for $9. I'm like, $9? It was $5 just a few months ago. And so you get all grumpy, you know. And I watch what other people buy. And I watch what other people pick. You know, because I am a people watcher. I don't stare or stalk. But I do kind of find it interesting, you know, what they're doing. Like, you know, sometimes you can tell if somebody's a chef. because you see what's in not their shopping cart, but they have the basket. And I take a look and I go, oh, capers, that's a good idea. And I'm like, okay, you know, where did you get those capers? Then they tell me where to go. I really strike up a lot of conversations with people. And so I do like to see what they're doing because I need to learn how to cook better. And I need to learn how to use something different than salt, garlic powder, onion powder, pepper, and sugar and cinnamon. I need to figure out how else to cook. So I try to get some ideas. But I don't see that many people in the fresh food section. Or when I do, they just get like a little bag. Yet I see the boxes. I see the boxes of cereal. I see the boxes of chips. I see the candy. I see the frozen foods. And, you know, I remember when frozen foods and TV dinners were pretty popular. I didn't like them that much. I didn't like them as a kid. I thought they tasted different, and I thought they were fake. I thought a lot of the food we were eating was fake. And if you really look at what our food and our diet looks like, we're really consuming fake food. We shouldn't be consuming any fake food. All right? We as humans have been designed to eat the vegetables that grow, or the fruit off the trees, or the zebra that's running around. We are not designed to eat Pringles. We are not designed to eat an Oreo. Now, Oreos are yummy, Pringles are yummy, but they're fake food. Did you guys ever see the food, you know, the Men Who Built America? Well, they have the food that built America. And Pringles got in trouble because I believe they were trying to call themselves a potato chip, but it wasn't necessarily potato, you know, real potato. They had to change their marketing because they weren't necessarily cutting spuds and seasoning them and all that. It's a food product. How many of you have bought cheese, but they don't say cheese, they say cheese food? You know, it's not even real cheese. And Coca-Cola was started by a pharmacist. Pharmacist, chemist, was able to kind of tinker around, come up with the taste. And a lot of these companies, they hire chemists, you know, to figure out the taste, to figure out how to make this work, to make it a food. But it's fake food. So here we are coming into a recession. And people are looking at what regular food costs. They're worried about a food shortage. And there's a lot of debate on if we have a food shortage. Some people say, yeah, we do have a food shortage. We're going to be screwed because of the war in Ukraine or because of, you know, what's happening with the climate and our farmland or, you know, and I mean, I think we're going to have a fresh food shortage because nobody's going to want to spend that money. The prices are too high. But when you walk around the store, you see all those chips and cookies and dips and crackers and all sorts of stuff. Well, it's fake food. So our consumption of it is skyrocketing. According to a 2022 article published in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, the past two decades have seen a huge spike in us eating ultra-processed food. Now, I call ultra-processed food fake. So minimally processed foods are whole foods. This is researchers from New York University stratified this their way. But minimally processed foods are whole foods, like vegetable, your chicken, your fish, you know, the meats, grains. Processed culinary ingredients are olive oil, butter, sugar, salt. Processed foods are cheese, canned fish, canned beans. Ultra processed foods are your frozen pizza, your soda, your fast food, your sweets, your salty snacks, your canned soup, your breakfast cereal. And interestingly, the study looked at 41,000 adults from the years of 2001 to 2018. And again, we had the Great Recession during that time. And they found that our ultra-processed food consumption took up 57% of our nutritional calories. Whole foods and fresh foods dropped down to 27.4%. Well, this is why we struggle with being overweight. This is why we, you know, our body doesn't know how to manage all these processing, glycol, xylitol, all sorts of crap they put in our food. Remember we talked about how Skittles is having some trouble where the ingredient that makes the colors so vibrant is considered toxic and banned in the European Union? So somebody is suing them in America for still having the ingredient in their candy. We eat processed food and we think it's our main diet. We have some Lucky Charms in the morning. We have a burger or a frozen food with some fries and a Coca-Cola at lunch. And then at dinner, maybe we'll pick up McDonald's or, who knows, Chinese food, or we'll, you know, eat some snacks at home. Where's your salmon? Where's your tuna? Where's your lean chicken? Where's your vegetables? Now, some of you are like, no, you know, I ate a salad the other day. Good. I'm glad you had a salad the other day, but you need to be eating 5 to 9 fruits and vegetables a day. So, what is the definition of food? Because I'm going to be using this term fake food a lot. I have. So according to Oxford Languages, food, if we're going to define what food is any nutritious substance that people or animals eat or drink or that plants absorb in order to maintain life and growth. So I agree with that. Food is something you need to grow and it has to be nutritious. Now, some of you say, well, I have the carbs in my potato chips, or my gummy candies have some vitamins. They're fortified, so we think we're eating food. It's fake food, people. It's not real food. It's fake. Processed foods. Our food might be processed. Processed is a term where it has to be manufactured, or it has to be maybe cut, diced, seasoned, preserved to be put into a can or to be packaged somehow. Ultra processed is where the majority of their food, the nutritious part of it, is practically gone. And it is filled with so much crap that it's where's the nutrition? Again, it's fake food, people. Fake food. Now, we're being manipulated. And I've known this. I've spoken to people about this. The Food That Built America, they talk about this. In order for us to buy food, it has to have a taste. Remember I told you guys be careful of sugar-free because they'll up the fat, or be careful of fat-free, they'll up the sugar? These companies hire chemists to figure out how to make the taste work. Whoever hired the new Coca-Cola, remember new Coca-Cola in the 80s and it sucked? I think they fired that guy and then they got somebody else to go back to Coca-Cola Classic, right? But you know, they hire people to manage the taste. So that when I drink a Coca-Cola or I eat a Hostess cupcake or a Twinkie, you're like, and you go, because it stimulates the dopamine in your brain. The dopamine in your brain stimulates and activates this whole reward center. You have this reward center. Then the brain is like, well, huh, I like that. Give me more. So you crave it. Diet drinks, artificial sweeteners, they really stimulate your reward system because they are like hundreds to thousands times more sweeter than regular sugar, and then your body's like, I want more. That's why when you drink a diet soda, you get hungry in an hour or two, because you have all this insulin, and your body's like, wait a second, that was sweet, I want more, and you crave it. So in order to get rid of the cravings, you got to eat healthier foods, and you got to almost go through rehab or detox so your body isn't always used to it. Remember I told you guys one way to diet is to retrain your body to look at something sweet as repulsive. And I think we're going to have to do that a lot more often. So here's my problem, and we're going to wrap this up. My problem with this is if real food is so expensive, and now with the recession and inflation, we're going to be tricked into going and buying fake food or junk food. Go to the 99-cent meal or the $1.99 meal with, you know, at these fast food places. We're going to be worsening our health because of this pivot to more and more fake food. Stop eating fake food. All right, you got, before you stick it in your mouth, ask yourself, is this real food? Because if it's not, your body really doesn't want it and doesn't do well with it. 1-877-DOCTOR.
I'm a walking in the rain.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
It's official. The gross domestic product drops nearly 1% for the second consecutive quarter, decreasing 1.6% annually and putting the United States into a recession. If the status quo continues in Washington, a depression is next. The last depression to hit America was in late 2007 through the summer of 2009. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's on-again, off-again visit to Taiwan is curious. According to Senator Mark Warner, the Democrat from Virginia,
I think we need to stand by Taiwan, and I support continuing to sell arms to Taiwan and doing all we can to build up enough defense for Taiwan so that should President Xi try to take over Taiwan the same way Putin is taking over Ukraine, that there will be a huge, huge price to pay.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So there's been a lot of mix on how much we support Ukraine with the war. And, you know, I told you guys from day one, I think Putin is not going to stop. Maybe he might be pushed back, but then come back. But seeing what happened with Nazi Germany, once they're able to take over a country, once they're able to get enough allies, and they're that power hungry, and they have no regard for life, killing people, taking them off to camps, and even Polish officials have said, look, guys, yep, we do see these camps. You know, I believe we're going to be looking at a very, very similar situation with Putin as we did with Nazi Germany and Hitler. And so part of me has thought we should have nipped this in the bud day one. Instead, this keeps going on. Americans are getting killed over there. We're sending billions of dollars. And, you know, are we going to find ourselves in a war with Russia anyway? Not that I want us to go to war with Russia, but I just wonder if we are just kicking the can down the road and we're going to end up having to jump in anyway. Well, things have changed a little bit in that some people think that maybe Ukraine is doing better than we think. And the reason why they're under that impression is the Zelenskys, Vladimir and his wife, Olen, were a part of a photo shoot on Vogue. And it's a beautiful picture of them. And they, you know, dressed well. They look great. They've been doing the interview circuit. They've been, his wife has been a beautiful lady, has been, you know, talking to other countries about help for Ukraine. But some people are thinking that the Vogue cover that they did is starting to, you know, reek of sensationalism, celebrityism, and this isn't a war that people are really attached to. And so when you see the president and his wife, I'm not saying this, but this is how people feel, the president and his wife of a country that's supposedly war-torn, where people are being carted off, you know, we think of, you know, what the Nazis did to Czechoslovakia and Poland and, you know, France and all that, there, you just, it starts to make you wonder, well, what's going on here? Now, you know, the pictures of Zelensky in his bulletproof vest being out there saying, look, I'm not hiding, I thought was extremely powerful. Him having to beg Congress for help, which I feel bad he had to do that. You know, I think our help should have come a lot quicker. But seeing him have to plead with everybody was just very, it was very emotional. And I'm like, look, they need help. And he was always wearing his khaki shirt. He's, you know, but now we're starting to see a little bit more Hollywood in them. And the one thing that made Ukraine stand out is they weren't Hollywood. Hollywood was all about the headlines, all about the pictures, looking good, the makeup, the covers and all that. So this photo shoot is starting to make people think that maybe we shouldn't have spent $40 billion. Maybe they aren't in that much trouble. Maybe, you know, maybe things aren't that bad, because if the leaders have time to be on, you know, on magazine covers and pose and, you know, now I'm mixed with this. Okay. I think, their PR, what Ukraine is doing, holding off a force such as Putin, is very admirable. And they need to be liked. They need other countries to support them. Because if other countries aren't going in because they don't want to fight Putin, we have a much smaller country, Ukraine, holding them off. So any time they come out for speeches, anytime they're, I mean, I think they have, you know, bigger, other things to do, that it really stinks that everybody's trying to get photo ops with them and all that. I mean, you know, they got work to do. They're trying to, you know, manage a war. But I get it takes a lot of PR, because in order for Ukraine to win this thing, if they are going to, or stave off Russia, they're going to need other countries' help. So I get that they have to do that, that they have to be very likable. They have to be out there, out of sight, out of mind. They need to be out there. I just don't know if the Vogue, you know, pictures are what, you know, are what does it. Now, I don't want anybody dressing up like they are, you know, like they're, you know, with, you know, fake bruises and torn clothes. You don't want to look fake. You want to have that realism and go, you know, look, you know, we're in a safe area. We're able to still dress up. We're able to still put makeup on. We're able to, you know, wars are not necessarily the way they are in TV and movies. You know, you could have parts of your country getting destroyed and pummeled while other parts of the country can still go to school, still go to the movies, etc. But, you know, they're teetering on possibly losing a lot of support. And this is, you know, we've been hearing people say, oh, you know, why are we helping Ukraine so much? Why are we doing? And I support the help. I think we should be doing even more, because I really don't trust Putin, and I think Putin's the next Hitler. And, you know, what he's doing, actually, I think the UN should be really a lot more involved than even we are. But, you know, if everybody's still kind of dragging their heels and they're, you know, we need to make sure that a Holocaust doesn't happen again. We need to make sure we don't have another Nazi regime that tries to take over Europe. So I do think it's for our own stability. It's for our prices of goods. We need Europe stable, so we need that for stability. But the Zelensky and his wife, and I was starting to get this little feel that there was a lot of TV presence and a lot of cameras and Hollywood, you know, and I get that the message, you know, it starts to fatigue on people, where we need help, we're being killed, we need help. But I think a magazine cover of Zelensky and his wife in, you know, military fatigues, right, helping carry victims or trying to rebuild a school where you don't see them in their flashy clothes or anything like that, there, I think that would have been a much more powerful message and a much more powerful cover. Instead, it looks like they're Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie, or looks like they're, you know, Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck. That's not what, one, we want Ukraine to be. That's not who we're trying to save and help. You know, we're trying to save people, and I get what they're going through, and, you know, people are fascinated about their marriage, and they're fascinated about, you know, and I get that, but I would rather see pictures of them. I mean, if you know, it's as bad as we're seeing, and you know, I just think that, you know, I don't think it's the worst thing in the world. I think people need to calm down, you know, and I get, you know, you don't want to look like you're benefiting, you know, from something like this, you know, but I would do it a little differently. So, yeah. You know, should we still help him? Absolutely. I just think we maybe at this point, after dumping billions and billions of dollars, if we still, you know, have Putin being the force that he is, you know, maybe we need to do different ops. Maybe we need to do more precise measures. 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hey guys! Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800. 562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So this fentanyl crisis that we have, it blows my mind that we are in this state where people are dying or getting poisoned of fentanyl. But we've gotten here. And I told you how we got here. Let me just quickly review. Why are we here in this narcotic crisis? All right. Well, narcotics come from a couple different ways. Illegally, pretty simple. Countries who are making money, drug trade, cartel, China, need to get it to areas where it will be sold. Purchased, money comes back to them. So when things are a little lighter, a little easier in terms of getting things over the border, coming across the border, they're going to take advantage because that's where their distribution. You got production. You got packaging. You got distribution. Then you got all the other aspects that any other business have. So distribution seems to be a little easier these days when it comes to America, especially when it comes to online. I told you guys, I was able to go online when I was writing an article of some of these medications. In fact, let me see if I can pull it up. And I was able to find the drugs in China very easily sold online. Let me see if I could I could even still access those. I'm not sure if I could pull it up right now, but there it was carfentanil. We have these the protonitazines, the isotonitazines. Those are in the benzimidazole classes of new psychoactive substances. They are in a class of non-fentanyl opioid analogs, so those are also an issue. They are full mu opioid receptor agonists, can also cause overdose deaths. So let me see if this is still an active website, because I have pictures up, and I'll repost this article if I can. If you could still, and it's called Chemical, yeah, buy isotonitazine online at Tecart. You can buy this powder from Asia Chemical Manufacturer. That's the name of the company. Isotiazine is known as a benzimidazole-derived opiate analgesic drug associated with etonitazine. This is what they're saying on their website. I could buy it now anywhere from $350 to $7,000. I'm afraid to add it to my cart. I could buy 10 grams, 50 grams, 100 grams, 250 grams, 550 grams, or 1 kilo right now online. I wrote this article months ago. It's still able to get online. I don't want to click it because I don't know. I don't want, you know, the feds to think I'm buying this. But, apparently you can buy this stuff online. I don't get it. So one of our issues we have is we have the easy access. You have online. You have it coming over the board. You have people bringing it. Yep. The other thing, too, is sellers or the distributors got a little wily and savvy and go, well, what if we just add it to these drugs? Somebody thinks they're buying pot or they think they're buying another pill. But if we put it in there and they're like, ooh, I really, really like that. Well, it's because it had that in there. Ooh, well, then maybe I want that. So the demand could be manipulated. Now, what about the legal drugs? So the legal drug issues, and we talked about doctors, and I think doctors are being unfairly blamed for our opioid crisis. The medical issue, and I could only speak as of the 90s on, okay? Because I really had my practice. I opened up my practice in the year 2000. So I could only attest to that. I can't really attest to what happened in the 80s and all that. But when you had individuals in pain, suffering from cancer, and mind you, our life expectancy changed. So rather than a lot of men having heart attacks and dying in their 40s, we were able to have men live longer, men and women, but especially men live longer into their 60s and to their 70s. As life expectancy changed in the 70s and 80s and 90s, well, they got other illnesses. So rather than being young and dying of a heart attack, now you're 60, 70, 80, 90 even, and you have back pain, you have arthritis, you needed a hip surgery, knee replacement. So you're living longer. When you're living longer, things hurt more. You know, when I fall down now, I got to sit there for a couple minutes. I can't bounce back up like I used to, and it hurts. Sometimes I can't even move. It's ridiculous from a fall. So as we age, things change. So there was more of a need and more of a demand. Also, the baby boomers were getting older. The baby boomers were the biggest population size or the big population group. And, you know, they're starting to get older. So older individuals that are older individuals have grown exponentially. One, because, you know, we had a big boom in our population from 1945 to 1965. But also, again, because we're living longer. So when government was like, okay, well, we only need this amount of money for Social Security or this amount of money for Medicare, they didn't realize that we would outlive, you know, what we used to outlive. So not to mention immigration and people coming in and all that. So, yeah, our population grew. But then what happened is we got smarter with our blood tests. We got smarter with our pathology. And we started to see that people were having liver issues, kidney issues. So we're like, look, you know, people are popping Tylenol. Stop it. Tell them to quit going at, you know, quit taking so much Tylenol. The Tylenol's hurting their liver. And then they were going to the aspirins. Or the, my grandfather would wake up in a pool of blood because he was in so much pain with his gouty arthritis that he was popping aspirin and Buffering and anything he could take. Well, he gave himself a GI bleed and then he went into congestive heart failure because that's what the anti-inflammatories did in the 70s and 80s. So by the 90s and the 2000s, kidney doctors, heart doctors are like, stop it. Stop telling them to take Motrin and ibuprofen. You know, really, stop it with the 800 milligram ibuprofen. Tell them they can take it for a couple days with a lot of water. As long as their kidneys are fine, don't mix it with ACE inhibitors, blood pressure medications, because that could cause acute kidney injury, but very, very short term. Well, when you have patients who are 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s with chronic knee issues, chronic back issues, 2 or 3 days of medicines don't work. So I had conversations, and I go, what do I do? I had conversations with these kidney doctors and with these heart doctors. What do I do? They go, well, narcotics are less caustic to the stomach, to the liver, to the kidneys. If they're in that much pain, you might have to give them something like that and send them to pain management. So I would give a small prescription, send them to pain management. Thank God pain management specialists started to grow, but again, they, you know, with the exception of some injections and some therapy, most of the patients would find their most relief by taking narcotics. Now, after a while, you get tolerant to them and they don't provide relief. In fact, you get this rebound pain. So we know it's not an adequate form of pain control, but they couldn't take a slew of Tylenol. They couldn't take a slew of anti-inflammatories. And so doctors are like, well, if I got to save the kidneys and my patient's in pain. Then on top of that, you had the reviews, Yelp reviews. You had all these reviews that were now starting to steer consumers. And insurance companies are like, oh, you know, patients are giving you bad reviews. Well, because I didn't want to give them narcotics. You know, it's interesting. One insurance company came into my office and said, look, you prescribed Ambien for sleep to this patient. I go, yeah, none of your business. Patient needed something for sleep. They go, there's cheaper medication than Ambien, like Valium or Xanax. I go, are you telling me you'd rather I give them Alprazolam than Ambien? Yeah, because it's cheaper. I go, but that's addictive also. So, you know, then economy drove things. So here we are today where people can't take a lot of Tylenol, anti-inflammatories. They can't take a lot of narcotics. They're in pain. The drug cartels in China, they're loving this. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.